Some 100 local researchers attended a European Union seminar in Shanghai yesterday to find out more about the millions of euros in funding available under a wide-ranging science program. But even as the EU extends a hand of cooperation, major hurdles stand in the way of Chinese scientists seeking to take part in this important international effort. Our Shanghai Today feature investigates.
Delegation Chief Jürgen Sanders opened the session with a general outline of the EU's so-called Sixth Framework Research Programme. From 2002 to 2006, the programme would distribute 17.5 billion euros in grants to spur advances in nine major fields, from life sciences to genomics to clean energy. Developing countries like China and India will be able to bid on projects worth 600 million euros.
We work together in important areas of policy, if you wish. You know, if we develop environmental policy together, if you develop environmental standards for automobiles, safety standards for automobiles, for example, that will make it much easier that we can sell to each other. Very clearly, we have enormous interest in collaboration in the information technology or information society. There we have the largest interest because the markets develop so quickly.
China's participation in the EU effort dates back to the previous framework, which ran from 1998 to 2002. Chinese research institutions were involved in 4% of the total projects. A disaster prevention program for earthquakes, developed by Tongji University, was one of the three Shanghai bids selected for funding.
We were able to conduct research and exchange ideas with our European counterparts. We used their advanced laboratories and facilities, which greatly improved the quality of our research.
EU officials say they hope Chinese scientists will upgrade their participation in this round of the program, raising their involvement to 20% of the total projects. But local scientists say that may not be so easy. The rules require the cooperation of at least three partners from EU countries, and Chinese applicants need to link up with a major European research university to help with coordination.
The biggest difficulty for Chinese researchers is that they have few contacts with their foreign counterparts. There may be a lot of suitable programs, but if domestic scientists don't have access to the right information, they miss the chance.
As the deadline for bids is December, and now there are even more incentives. The State Ministry of Science and Technology says it will provide additional funding to the successful bidders. Li Zhuangmiao, News at 10.